Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is 7:45. As always, on Sunday mornings, we chat with our sports director, Tom Ackerman. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing good. We have about a month left in the baseball season, you know, before the playoffs. What are you looking for with the Cardinals over the next few weeks?
Well, the same thing I've been looking for all year is I just want to see who's going to stand out in 2026. Who's taking a job and running with it? I thought Ollie Marmol put it really well recently where he said, you know, you have to give the manager a reason not to sit you. And that's what he's looking for some of these players. And obviously the runway applies to a number of players. I would say Nolan Gorman and Jordan Walker got a lot of attention this past season. This entire past off season as to what they were going to look like in 2025. I think that both of them still have a lot to show. Gorman's ahead of Walker offensively and defensively, quite frankly. But, you know, I think that that's a pair of players right there that you want to watch closely to see who is going to get the opportunity to play the most in 2026. Because there are some players coming. And J.J. Weatherholt is coming on strong. He looks great down at AAA Memphis. He's going to get an opportunity to start for this team in 26. So spring training will be really interesting for a lot of people. I think that you've already seen an established Mason Winn. He took that job last year and ran with it. I think third base is open for Gorman to take. Thomas Sejesi will try to have something to say about that. And will Weatherholt play second base? Will he play third base? He's not going to play shortstop. That's Mason Winn's spot. But Weatherholt can play a number of different positions. Where will they establish him? Will it be second base for sure, or could he learn, and he has played third base on a regular basis to take that spot? We'll see. And when, for that matter, what is Nolan Arenado's future? He continues to rehab his shoulder. Is this an opportunity for somebody to take his spot? Will he even be a Cardinal next year? Will they try to unload his salary to somebody else in the offseason? And then you look at the outfield, as I mentioned. You know, who is going to take it? Victor Scott II has had that opportunity. That's runway applied to him. I'm not sure they anticipated that happening in 25, but he did make the team out of spring training. He had a great spring training, and so he's had the opportunity to show off in center field a little bit. But they have others too. Nathan Church is getting that opportunity now to show that he might be able to stick around next year as one of their young outfielders. Lars Nootbaar has had plenty of opportunity to show what he can do, and that takes you back to Jordan Walker in right field, who has struggled to be consistent at the plate and in the field. So there's a lot still out there for Walker. His ceiling still seems to be high, but eventually you've got to decide what you're going to do with him. I think the one player who's taken it and run with it and has given the Cardinals no opportunity to put him down to the bench is Alec Burleson. I think Burleson is a consistent bat, and he has shown, hey, you want to play me in the field? I can play it in the field, out in the outfield if you want. I can play first base if you want. And certainly he can be a very effective DH. I think it feels like every time you put Burleson in the lineup, he does something good to contribute to the team. Catcher, they have a million of them, it seems, so they'll have to sort of sort that out. And then it takes you to the pitching staff. The starting rotation obviously is the biggest concern because there doesn't seem to be a lot of depth there. The Cardinals have Quinn Matthews waiting in the wings. They've already elevated Michael McGreevy to their starting rotation, so he looks good. They've got a big-time pitcher coming in Liam Doyle, who they picked fifth overall. So spring training next year, there will be competition for spots. Matthew Liberatore and Andre Pallante are going to have to continue to show that they can improve what they're doing. Miles Michaelis' contract runs out. Sonny Gray, who knows where he'll be? Will he be here? Will he be traded? Well, what's his situation? So, you know, there's a lot really out there for these Cardinals pitchers from a starting standpoint. I think the bullpen, there is some depth there, as we've seen, because they traded Ryan Helsley, Steven Matz, and Phil Maton, and still seem to have a good group of pitchers that they could hand high-leverage situations to. And they seem to be very high on Matt Swanson, who will continue to ramp up in that area. Jojo Romero, obviously, a carryover. Riley O'Brien has shown that he can close. The one pitcher I think that's interesting is Kyle Leahy, because he has shown that he can pitch in high-leverage late-inning situations but also can gobble up innings, which leads you to believe that maybe he could be in the starting rotation conversation next year. So I think they're better off in the bullpen maybe than in their starting rotation.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it, obviously. Let's move on to soccer. Last night, I heard you mention what happened in the game in Vancouver. Can you describe the situation there?
No, it's just an absolute joke, Scott. I mean, I watched the game last night. I was up last night watching. I don't know how you can sit there and be a soccer fan and not be frustrated with what happened to St. Louis City SC, unless you're a Vancouver fan and just try to turn a blind eye to it. I mean, there was a penalty called late in the first half that allowed Vancouver to tie the game on a PK. That was bad enough. I still don't know where the penalty was for Chris Durkin. But the one that was at the end of the game, just everybody has to go back and watch the replay. I mean, it there is no penalty there at all. And I've been watching sports for a long time, as of you, as of many of our listeners. I've never seen anything quite like it. Now, the difference is, and I'll just describe what happened, Mekhi Joyner was called for a tripping penalty after a video assistance referee called for the replay, meaning that nothing was called on the field at all. In fact, the game was over. 14 minutes of stoppage time, which I'm not sure why they needed that much.
Wow, that's a lot.
In the 104th minute, the game was called over, and then you see the referee like holding his finger to his ear like he's hearing something from the VAR, the video assistance referee, who wanted to take another look at what they called a trip. Now, if you look at the replay, you still can't see any contact at all. I mean, even if there was contact, what, is the defender not allowed to run anymore? I mean, they're just running alongside each other, and the player in front of the defender, Joyner, just trips over his own feet and falls. And so they look back at this video assistance referee's call and decide that it's a penalty. And who do they give the PK to? Thomas Muller, who is the star German player selling all the tickets in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So on the surface, it looks like, and you know, you have to be careful what you say if you're City, because you can get fined for something like this, but I can say it. On the surface, it looks like they're setting up the game for Thomas Muller to win.
Wow.
And that, for fans of City, feels like a betrayal, and it feels wrong, and it feels like it lacks integrity, and it feels like the league is working against you. Now, the league will have to either say something or just move on and hope that nobody pays attention to it. I mean, it's not like Game 6 of the 1985 World Series right. where Don Dankinger blew the call at first base and we're still talking about it 40 years later. This is a late-night game on Saturday and a game that really City's not going to make the playoffs, so, you know, whatever. But it's wrong. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Now, you'll start to see some people pay more attention to it today. I see Taylor Twellman has already reposted the replay and is wondering what's going on there. I know that a lot of people who cover this team a lot closer and more on a daily basis than me are going to look into it, including Jen Cease, who has said that she will talk a little bit more about that this week. There's just so much wrong about it that I seeing it happen live last night, I mean, I said, oh, my God. I mean, they're going to give – they're going to call a penalty on that? There's no way. Even the broadcasters on Apple TV were scratching their heads like, this doesn't make any sense. So it's very odd. It's you could say it's poor officiating, but they didn't call anything on the field.
Yeah.
It was later, this video assistance referee. I don't get it.
It's very bizarre.
I don't get it. I don't see how you could sit there. I mean, it's a great sport.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're trying to bring in casual sports fans to soccer, how do you go on business like that? How do you do that?
Yeah, I'm all.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm all for technology and sports and in terms of instant replay. But when there's not a call on the field and the video review, and it's not, obviously, it doesn't even sound like it was a penalty, let alone an egregious thing that happened on the field, that seems like a bridge too far.
The overreach. Egregious thing certainly is calling it a penalty. It is so, I've seen, like I said, I've seen some bad stuff. I've seen some bad calls, and you could call it human error. This isn't human error. This is just seems like, how could you sit there and say, let's look at this video. Oh, yep, there it is. There is no angle that shows any contact whatsoever. It looks like a player just tripping over his own feet. You can't call a penalty on somebody for standing in the vicinity of another player falling down. It looks like a total dive. Just like plain and simple, just a dive, just a flop.
Sure.
To try to draw something in the final seconds, and they did, and it worked. And they end up getting a game-winning PK, which, 99% of penalty kicks go in. Mm-hmm. Now, City played a great game and shouldn't be upset about how they played, but that's a long flight home. That's what else could go against this team kind of feeling, flying home after that. It's ridiculous.
Well, by the end of this week, Mizzou and Illinois will have kicked off their football seasons. We got about a minute left, so we're not going to go in depth here. But what's your optimism level for both teams?
Yeah, I'm keeping an eye on the clock for you. I like this Illinois team a lot. They're ranked 12th in the country for a reason. They have a great quarterback in Luke Altmyer. They have very good, solid foundation offensively and defensively, I feel like. They had to replace some people on defense, but I think Illinois is really good. I think they have a game at Duke that they'll have to get by in week two. And then the game at Indiana is their Big Ten opener, which will be a great one, and somebody will emerge from that in a very good position to make a run. Mizzou, there's a couple of things there that I need to see first, and that is, one, they haven't picked a starting quarterback still, so they're going to go with a combination of Bo Prabula and Sam Horn in the Central Arkansas game. They also moved Caden Green out to tackle, which tells me they didn't like what they saw at tackle, so they have an offensive line that you need to see a little bit more of. And then the other thing about Mizzou that you got to be a little careful, I think Mizzou's good, but be careful here of Kansas in this second week. Kansas smoked Fresno State last night. I watched it, and they look pretty good to me. So it'll be an interesting week, too, for Mizzou.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Tom. Thanks for the time.
All right, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.